Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Status Bro Show, streaming live on Ustream.com for the very first time in our brand new studio. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Our other co-host.
How's it going, Susu Sudabro?
Our producer, don't say something retarded. All right. I can live with that.
I can get on with it.
So, if anyone remembers last week, Andrew was being a major vagina about his food poisoning thing. So, I'd like to hear how did that end up for you, man?
Man,
how long did that last? Because it seemed like days.
Yeah,
and that's
it was
agony.
A good solid week there, and the fever and shit subsided after about 3 days. But
3 days of fever?
Yeah.
Did you have to skip work?
Yeah, I did one day. Then I went in the next day and I was fucking miserable, but dealt with it.
Jesus.
But the worst part was that I couldn't squeeze out a fart for like a good 5-6 days without having to run to the bathroom and drop my pants just in case. And almost every single time, it would be like a little squirt of like
just a little au jus.
Yeah, like just a little squirt of horrible shit.
Little
and then
gravy.
A really terrible fart, and then I'd have to wipe my ass and get up and go back to work. And it was total butt pee for like 5 days. It was just awful.
I gotta say that sounds terrible.
Yeah, and the shit was like this bright shade of green too.
I don't know why when he was saying bright shade, I thought he was gonna say orange. I don't know why I was hoping it would be orange.
That would have been cooler.
Still. You know, I was expecting it like the one giant bug that that Rico kills in Starship Troopers, you know, like I was picturing that kind of orange, you know, well, like a neon, but you know, it's okay.
It was a similarly visceral shade, but not that one.
It was more like green slime, like Ghostbuster style.
Very much, yeah, okay. Slimer was coming out of my asshole.
That's pretty sweet. Ecto Cooler was coming out of your butthole.
Absolutely.
Zach knows that reference.
I'll bet the one ply at the office was hell on your asshole.
You know what? I didn't have to wipe that much.
Oh, nice.
Oddly enough, it was like so watery that really nothing stuck to it, so...
What's the bathroom setup like there at work where you have to shit?
Actually, it's pretty fucking sweet. We got the bathroom for the customers, and then we got like the bathroom just for us, and that's got like a tile floor and a cool faucet and everything.
Are there broads who use it too and stuff though?
There's a broad who uses it.
Okay, so you never worry that like you're going to walk out from taking a dump and she's going to be standing there like, hi, Andrew.
I don't give a shit.
You know?
No, she's definitely trying to be one of the boys, so it might make her, you know, a bit closer to all of us.
Yeah. I got to say, I have a huge problem shitting at work, and that sounds like a pretty good setup.
Yeah.
I just got my Wi-Fi connected to my iPad in my new place now, and I'm getting bombarded with all these texts that I missed. Like, texts from like 3 days ago are coming in now. I find that annoying, but man, I hate having to shit at work, and even when I'm there really early in the morning, because I know that the odds that anyone else is going to be shitting are really, really slim, but it still bothers me because I know the kiss board op is right by the bathroom, so he might come in there and be pissing while I'm shitting, and I love to just be able to let it loose, to just blast out whatever's in my bowels, and if I know that someone can come in, if a guy's peeing, like, I'm going to sit there totally quiet. I'm not just going to be blowing it up. Because don't you hate that when you're taking a leak and you just hear a guy next to you like, and like all his sound effects are coming out? You're just like, dude, come on.
Yeah, no, that blows. I thought you said that you used to use the lobby bathroom. You still do.
It is. I have a whole ritual now.
Right.
I go down to the lobby bathroom because there's only one toilet in there.
Mm-hmm.
I go in. It's a nice big handicap stall.
Yep.
But I don't just immediately sit on the toilet, and I don't use a seat cover either. What I do is I grab a handful of paper towels in my left hand and a handful of paper towels in my right. And you don't have to touch any of the faucets or soap dispensers. It's all motion-oriented. So I take my left hand with the paper towels in it, and I stick it under the faucet and wet it just a little bit. Then I stick it under the soap dispenser and get a little bit of soap on it. And I go in, and I have my dry paper towels in my right hand. And I wipe down the whole seat and everything, like the interior of it, so it's almost like my own toilet. And then I dry it off, but I don't want to throw the tissues, the paper towels in the toilet and flush it, because then it's coming up in my face. So I take them and I walk outside the stall and I throw them in like the bathroom trash can. And then I go in, I can sit back and take a nice relaxing crunch.
Kevin has zero respect
and
for trees.
Nobody's coming in to fuck with me, and no. It's like I'm basically pooping at home.
I gotta be honest, I did manage to swing into that lobby bathroom. It's pretty goddamn fantastic.
It's nice.
Yeah, no. I totally see what you're talking about.
My trick, too, though, is like if somebody comes in while I'm pooping in there, and there's only one bathroom, so they're going to have to retreat, but just to make sure they instantly know someone's in there, I lock my phone, and they hear like the click noise of my phone, and they'll immediately walk back out, because like they can hear somebody's on the stall.
No, there's only one bowl in there. There's no urinal, so it's like it's your own private thing.
Now, if it was a guy coming in with like cerebral palsy or something, I would feel like shit, who really had to piss, but I'm sure that's never been the case.
I don't think that'll happen.
I think only twice ever that I've been there, somebody popped in, and it was obviously somebody walking in on their own 2 feet.
Yeah, I don't think you'll ever be running into RJ Mitty at the
lobby.
Yeah,
probably not. I gotta take a shit. Come on, we've done the Walt Jr. impression forever. I can't not do it.
I always feel bad, but it's always funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, he's not a real person, so it's okay. He's a character.
That is true. I don't think he talks like that in real life.
You don't have to oo me. He actually doesn't exist, Andrew. That's a fact.
Well, yeah, but the actor actually does have cerebral palsy.
Yeah, but not to that extent.
A bitch!
The guy can actually walk without the aid of crutches in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen the photo shoot he did for, like, Rolling Stones?
Yeah, it was really off-putting and gross.
Is he actually gay or something
for
like that?
For people who like Breaking Bad, like, the very wholesome character who was Walter White's son did this really weird photo shoot where he's, like, half naked and with dudes and chicks and all kinds of gross stuff is happening. Yep. I was very disappointed to see it. I just didn't see that coming.
I gotta find this thing. Ryan, you mind looking it up?
I would if my internet worked.
Oh, all right. I'll get it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, if only was somebody who would have given you the Wi-Fi password.
Hey, Andrew, what's up with you? Banged that chick from Tinder?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me about this? You used to tell me everything.
It's not that big a deal.
I think it's kind of a big deal.
Can we get a round of applause?
Yeah, let's do it.
That's not...
Well. You feel better? Do you feel like a man? Tell us a story.
I put my penis in her vagina.
No, you're going to have to lean into the mic and you're going to have to get all intimate with it. Tell us about it. Walk me through the steps. And don't get mad at me this time for asking questions. That's my job.
Well, what do you want to know?
How did this play out? Did you have to go out? Did you have to go by, like, actually go out on a date first this time? Or did you just have a meet up at her house?
Actually, from last time, she, I wasn't busy on Saturday, and neither was she. And she was just like, hey, why don't you come over? And that was pretty much all there was to it.
All right. Did you drink first or anything?
I did not.
So you come over, you hang out. How does this start? There has to be some sort of a preface here. You didn't just walk in and start making out with her.
Actually, yeah. That was pretty much how it went. So I think we both were pretty much aware of what we were there to do.
We knew what was going to happen.
All right. So did you wear a hat?
Yes, I did. And actually, once again, she just happened to have some condoms there. Like, I brought some, but I left them in my truck. I was like, okay, I got to go get that. She was like, no, don't worry about it.
All right,
okay, don't interrupt with giggling, all right?
This fucking bullshit.
Seriously. This was not as important as AJ's sex story.
Can I show the Ustream?
Yeah, go ahead.
Be right back.
I don't know if anybody's watching anyway.
Probably not.
Sorry, we stole your thunder.
There was a time and a place, and you completely fucked it up.
Yeah, you did, that's man. Cool. You kind of shanked
that's
that one.
That's what you do.
But it's all right. Yep. We forgive you. We love you. Most of the time, in spite. Yeah, you weren't here last week.
No.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It was the last day. Everybody was in kind of a bummer mood anyway.
Yeah, it was an awkward week, a dark week, if you will, for all of us, I think. And just something about being in the apartment with all the boxes packed up and shit was very depressing.
It was.
I don't think anybody likes moving, so...
No, oh my god, moving is the fucking worst. I'm still fascinated, though, by the chicks, what the hell? The chicks having the condoms already.
I know, it was weird to me as well.
Wait, the chick had the condom?
She did.
I must have missed that part, that's awesome.
Yeah, you did, because Ryan.
Yeah, because Scharfenberg was too busy with his package.
He was fucking laughing too, alright? Take it easy.
It was a fantastic photo shoot.
Yeah, it's really douchey, right?
That being said, I mean, yeah, it's a little off-putting the chicks already got the condoms, but that is a pretty sweet deal for you.
No, I wouldn't feel bad.
No.
But do you ever worry about shit? Like, you know, there's certain STDs or something where you could still get it even if you're wearing a bag? That kind of stuff always makes me nervous.
I'd be way more worried if some girl was like, no, absolutely, you don't need to wear a condom after I've seen her twice and she's willing to fuck me. So.
Yeah, I would do it. No, I'm kidding. I'm a safe guy.
Well, maybe she likes you that much.
That's a scary thought.
It's still possible that you could get, like, the herp or something, even if you're wearing a bag.
You don't seem
I'll blow up that bridge when
it.
I come to it.
You don't seem very excited. Do you not dig her or something?
Probably not going to hang out with her again, but...
Dude, apparently Tinder's been pretty good for getting laid, though. I mean, you've already banged two chicks from it.
Right?
It's been all right.
Can we talk more about the first chick now?
No.
Jesus Christ.
That sounds like an open and shut case. Just we're not going to talk about it.
Apparently.
Yeah. We'll get to it someday. Sometime down the road, I think we'll hit it.
I don't know why it's so touchy. Did she listen to the show or something?
No, but I think you know why it's touchy, and we don't really need to talk about that.
Oh my god. Jesus. We've all been there.
Do you know something we don't?
I guess, but I didn't think it was a big deal.
We already covered it on the show.
Well, it's a hot button issue. I don't think we have to press it this episode.
Yeah, I'm done too.
Yeah.
Zach, do you have any news?
Do I have any? Oh, shit, no.
What, you just forgot to do news?
I absolutely forgot to do news.
For some reason, I had a feeling that Zach forgot to do news this week, because usually he'll message me something about it.
Yeah, no. I did not think about that until right now. I was so excited about coming to the new studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't even think about it. I'm sorry. I just got overexcited.
That's all right. I grabbed a couple of things.
Nice.
I also have a game for the second half.
Really?
You know what sucks, though? I don't have any of my booze, so if I wanted to do a shot or something...
Where's all the booze?
It's in a box that it's at my parents'. Oh, it was like one of the last things that moved that needed to be cleared out. There were like two boxes left in there. And I was doing a DJ shift at 88.1 over the weekend, and I said, there's still that stuff in there, and I can't fit it in my car, and I don't have the key that I need to drop off, the second spare key to my apartment. So my mom was like, okay, I'll have to drive up there, and I'll get the boxes, and I'll come to the studio and bring you the key.
So, how'd the 88.1 shift go?
It was great.
Yeah?
Oh, it felt so good to be alive.
Nice.
No, I love every second of that
shit.
Did
you tell anybody where you're working now?
No.
Nice.
Well, everyone there knows. I told them at Jazz Fest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But there was nobody there, you know? I mean, it's Sunday during the May Mester break. Nobody's fucking in there.
It must have been nice to, like, go in quiet.
It was. I felt nice and calm, comfortable. I'm glad I still remembered how to do everything. It'd been a while since I did a live shift.
That is really cool.
And then I ended up having a voice track midnight to 6 a.m. So I did that. Really? Yeah, and of course, being a total narcissist, I stayed up past midnight to listen to myself.
See how that sounds like something you would do.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I will say, it is kind of annoying as far as the internet is concerned. My fucking email's not loading on my iPad.
Strange.
And that's kind of,
you know,
sticking in my craw at the moment.
I don't actually know if the Ustream's working, so we're just going to wait and see if somebody says something.
Well, you know what, man? I don't know if anything's working. So this is a trial period.
Yes, it is.
We are sure we're at least recording the show, correct?
Oh, shit. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, no,
the show's totally sweet. Fine. Hold on, I can pull things up on my iPhone, hopefully.
Speaking of, since you didn't have your internet set up till today, how did you get episode 59 up?
I did it at work.
Oh, nice. I figured you'd go to, like, a Starbucks or your parents' house or something.
No, just did it at the office.
How long have you lived here for?
I don't know, like 4 days?
You've been here 4 days and you just now set up the internet?
No, it took them that long before they told me it would be ready. I set it up the second day I was here, I think, but it was over the weekend that I moved in, so I couldn't go pick up the equipment or anything until yesterday, and then they told me that by today it should be activated, which it was. And now my email is working, so I'm feeling a little bit better about that.
Nice moves.
What's going on with you, Zach? I heard you came to a solution as far as your girlfriend situation.
Which situation?
The living situation.
Yeah, kind of. I don't think it's an answer that my significant other is pleased with, but I think I'm going to be living around here next year. Which is interesting, living alone. Or living with another roommate, which sucks. Trying to find a roommate in reality is a lot harder than trying to find a roommate in Denton.
Yeah.
In Denton, kind of everybody's looking for roommates, you know? Everybody's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
keep
makes
going
sense.
Craigslist. Move in with a serial killer.
I really don't want to do that.
Haven't you lived with a Craigslist person before?
No.
Oh, never. For some reason I thought you had.
No, I've always been too afraid to look into it. Man, my parents are like, hey, if you gotta get on Craigslist, you gotta. I'm like, I don't want to wake up in an ice bath with my fucking kidneys gone. You know? Like, who knows?
You don't want to end up a lampshade in your own apartment.
No, that sucks. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I understand that completely.
I think I can find, like, a good studio apartment around here. Probably an easy price that is secure. Hopefully has, like, some kind of gate or something. That would be nice.
I know a couple places that I could look at. I'll give you some brochures.
A gate?
Yeah.
Yes, there are. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, I was reading this story earlier today that I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah?
This woman apparently caught a bunch of shit for at her wedding. She she tied her newborn daughter to, like, the train of her wedding dress and drug her down the aisle, like, while she walked down the aisle because she wanted her daughter to be with her walking down the aisle. But it was a fucking newborn, so she couldn't walk yet.
Was she on top of the train?
Look, here, you can see a picture. The kid's fucking tied to the back.
That's
funny. That definitely stuck out, though, as I'm like, this is a funny-ass story.
That is unique.
A Tennessee woman has come on... I got this from Interesting Things Daily. They take it from other sites, but that's a page I like.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Tennessee, you said?
Yeah, a Tennessee woman has come under fire for her decision to attach her newborn daughter to the train of her wedding dress and drag her as she walked down the aisle. Oh, shit, they even say her name. Shauna Carter Brooks of Jackson, Tennessee, defended the bizarre decision, claiming in a Facebook post that the one-month-old baby named Audrey was awake and well-secured, and that she was covered by Christ. Is that sound like the biggest fucking ridiculous crackpot bullshit you've ever heard in your life? Because that's what it's smelling like to me.
Whenever somebody says something like that, I replaced Christ with Satan, and then I think, does this person sound crazy if you do that? If the answer is yes, then they're probably fucking nuts.
Then they're equally crazy?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, that is an apt way to analyze social situations.
One of the bride's Facebook friends reportedly commented that the moment made her tear up. Shauna and Jonathan Brooks, your wedding was... I guess this is a comment. Shauna and Jonathan Brooks, your wedding was super perfect from the groom and his men and you and your diva's baby... You rocked the gown and the princess tagging behind you. It brought tears to my eyes. Regardless of anybody else, dream yours came true. The grammar in this is completely fucked. I loved it, and thank you for inviting me, wrote Pamela Stone. Some angry comments followed. Like, why wouldn't they all be angry? Who the fuck saw that and thought that that was cool, that that was socially acceptable?
Stone, I guess.
I've been to a lot of weddings, man. I've been in several weddings. I never heard of some bullshit like that.
Sounds a lot like a porn name, Pamela Stone.
Yeah, it does. Pam Stone?
Yeah.
I like that.
Definitely.
I could think of plenty of douchey things people have done at weddings, but I wouldn't call it cruel and unusual. Like, having your fucking dog be the ring bearer or some retarded shit like that.
Has that happened when you were there?
Oh, I've heard of it for sure. No, I've never actually seen it, though.
As a side note, that's another thing on Tinder. If people refer to their dogs as furry children or something like that...
You're a fucking wingnut. I don't want anything to do with you. If you act like your dog is a person, you're done. You're out. I don't want to hear it.
If your picture is like three of you and three of your dog...
Or if it says... No. Yeah, the third picture of me is of me and my children, and it's of like your dogs, you're out of here.
Yeah.
Even if it's a smoking hot chick, if there's one smoking hot picture of her and then like three pictures of her dog, I'm just like, nope.
I have a four-legged daughter named Fido.
Yeah. Like, see ya.
Yeah, no, that's fucking nuts.
It's like my other time, like, my daughter named Sadie, she's in the third picture, and I scroll over and it's a fucking black lab, then it's like, nope. No likey. Yeah, you're done.
Mm.
Hold on a second. I got more on this this article. The dress, which Carter Brooks sent on Facebook, is Vera Wang and was purchased at David's Bridal. Nice plug.
Nice.
Appears to have been altered to fit the infant. So apparently David's Bridal are shitheads.
Really?
So yeah, they custom fit a gown to drag a baby behind it.
What, they worked a harness into the train?
I guess you can kind of see how it was. It's like custom made.
Man, isn't Vera Wang like high class as well? Like,
yeah, Vera Wang's a nice brand.
Fucking dress.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
That's what our tuxes were at Cameron's wedding. And really? Our tuxes are at the upcoming wedding I'm going to.
I didn't know Vera Wang did tuxes.
All right. I'm ripping off a bit, Wang. Almost something because of where I work. I hear that they do it on Jagger. You know, the guess your stereotype? Yeah. If you had to guess what ethnicity the person was who did this, what would you guess?
White.
Tennessee? I go white.
And I'm not shamelessly ripping them off because I gave credit, so it's cool. Ryan, you already saw a picture, or did you? Do you know?
I saw the picture.
Okay, if you hadn't, so you already know.
If this was Vera Wang, I might have guessed differently, but that's
black.
No shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm a horrible person.
I thought the same thing though when they did that on Jagger and they did the Guess Your Stereotype for the South by Southwest thing that happened with the drunken dude running from the cops, crashing in the crowd. I instantly thought drunken white guy.
Yep.
For sure, that's what I thought. Nope, black guy again.
Yeah.
That is stolen a car.
When I heard the story about the guy in Santa Monica or Santa Barbara, whoever the fuck it was, who did the drive-by shooting and kill people he talked about last week because he was a verge,
yep.
That guy, I assumed, white for sure.
Yeah. Half white.
Maybe
what
Asian.
What I think is kind of funny is on his website, apparently he made fun of Asian people a lot. He said he thought they were disgusting. The dude looked Asian as fuck.
Which is kind of weird because, no, I don't know that that's true. What is the highest ethnicity rate for, say, like school shootings?
It's got to be white.
Yeah. How often do you hear about, like, a black school shooter?
Well, I mean, the Virginia Tech guy was Asian.
Yeah, it's probably, like, whites, and then Asians are a distant second. Then.
Virginia Tech was by far the most ruthless grizzly shooting of all time. That was gnarly.
No, there was that dude in Norway who killed, like, 70-something people at the summer camp.
I'm talking about in America.
Oh. Yeah, I think that's number one. Or, no, the dude who shot up all the kids last year, that was worse.
Oh, the new time?
Adam Lanza, yeah. Sandy Hook.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking guy's asshole. Name. Probably best do you don't. Sure, you want me to hear the response that the bride made after dragging her baby on Facebook?
Please.
People questioning what we do, commenting all negative, and just doing the most. I don't know what that means.
What? Doing the most.
I read it word for word.
Hey, it's hard to make Facebook statuses when you're hammered.
We good, though we covered by the blood, which never lose its power. So to the media, radio, news, and whomever else... wanting to talk about what we do, here you go. Media, I see how it works, regardless the situation or purpose. People gone have something negative to say. This
Jesus Christ. Sounds incredibly
the answer is, we do what we want, when we want, long as Jesus on our side, everything worked out fine, and gone continued to be fine. Our one-month-old was awake and well-secured on my train. Most important, while y'all got ya feelings in us, we had our hearts in Christ, which covers all! ! So keep your mouths running, for it was just that exclusive and epic enough. We made top blog away from small town Ripley, Tennessee, and the social media doing what they do. Talk.
Now remember, if she had said covered by Satan, Yeah. She's nuts.
Apparently Christ covers spelling and grammar, too.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Man, that's fucking ridiculous.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that is just absolutely
terrible. Well, she sounds
terrible.
Like a stand-up lady. I don't know what she was thinking.
I
yeah, I don't
she
know.
Works.
Yeah, I don't know. Ooh, I had something I wanted to go back to real quick on AJ's his food poisoning. Remember how we were talking about you thought it was the salad and not the meat?
Yeah.
I think you're right, it was the salad. Because a lot of restaurants make their own Caesar dressing, and I was reading about this a couple days ago. And a lot of places in homemade Caesar dressing, they use a raw egg. I bet you got fucking salmonella.
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you were, were you like a dick to the waiter?
No, not at all. I mean, this is the keg. I mean, it's a nice place. The waiters are all highly trained.
What'd you get for sides? They have good sides there.
Sides? Like mixed greens and garlic mash.
You should have got that bacon sautéed spinach. It's the shit.
You know what I think I should have gotten? Anything other than the Caesar salad.
Yeah, apparently. Shit. Although, truth be told, if I'm going to get a steak, I always get a fucking Caesar.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. I love the Caesar.
You're entitled.
Yeah, I think so.
Part of this whole thing is I think it's ruined like steak dinners for me now.
They use a raw egg in the dressing?
Yeah.
You're right, dude. That has to be where you went wrong.
Has to be. I mean, the odds are still pretty slim that you'll actually get something from it, but still, when you're messing with raw egg, you just never know, man.
Yeah, no way.
It's unbelievable.
You've probably eaten raw eggs tons of times in your life and didn't even bat an eye. Anytime you ate cake batter or something like that, you probably didn't fucking worry about it.
Yeah. That's the best part. You know, you get to lick the, what you call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's like the best part about baking. Man, I gotta say, I don't know about you guys, but I spent a lot of time in my job hearing current music, and just the amount of disastrous, disgusting music out there really depresses me these days, and I wanted to almost talk about it for a minute.
You don't like 2 Chainz?
Shut up.
That was pretty
No good. Grown man listens to rap music. As far as pop music is concerned, that I almost expect to be terrible. That's okay. I don't care about that. About the rap and the, oh my God, that Katy Perry song, Roar. Every time I hear it, I want to blast my fucking, blow my brains out. Best Day of My Life by American Authors, absolutely horrible. But if one band stands out as producing the most crap and horrendous tunes that I can't listen to, it would be Bastille. I hate them the most.
I like that song that they got on the radio, actually.
Which one? Pompeii? They have three. They're all played on top 40 stations.
That's the one with the...
But if you close your eyes... makes me want to gouge someone's fucking eyes out.
Irish?
Oh, the accent makes me want to fear someone's fucking head off.
I didn't even notice the accent.
God. No, I like that song.
Oh, I can't believe Andrew likes that. That is so awful.
I thought it was a good song.
You may as well like Best Day of My Life by...
No, I think
by American
Authors. That song makes me want to like put my fingers in my eyes.
Well, I used to always rely on, as far as good tunes, because I'm a purist when it comes to music, as Andrew knows. He's given me shit about this for years. I do love a lot of really classic rock. People who hear those roots of classic rock, I admire people who hang on to that idea of just good, solid rock and roll music. And I always thought the Black Keys were maybe even the last true legitimate rock stars ever in terms of that purity of classic rock sound. And they have that new single out, Fever, and it's so fucking gay, dude. I can't even believe it's the same
awesome
musicians. No, stop talking, Ryan. It seriously disgusts me. It makes me upset. Like, you go back and you listen to a solid Black Keys song, and then you put that on, there's no way anyone would ever believe it was the same artist.
I agree.
You hear Jack White really rip them?
I don't blame him. Jack White, I think, is also one of those guys who adheres to the fundamentals of classic rock sound.
I think it was funny that he said like the Black Keys ripped him off super hard. I'm like, well, you kind of ripped off a lot of people as well, man. I mean,
I would say at times the White Stripes ripped off the Black Keys even.
I think the White Stripes were around slightly before the Black Keys.
They were around slightly before, but the success of Black Keys...
Okay, the point I'm trying to make is I think they both ripped off their forefathers, so for
of course
Jack White to then turn around and be like, man,
no,
posers is just ridiculous.
No, you're absolutely correct.
I don't see why you're surprised, Kevin. Their last album...
No one can hear you. Talking to the microphone.
Their last album, the Black Keys' last album, was the same way?
Yeah. You know what's fucked up is all of AC/DC's albums sound the same.
Yeah, but everyone expects that, and they're awesome.
And all of Slayer's albums, too. What the fuck? What are they going to do, like a dubstep record?
Stop.
I was
stop
making a joke.
Stop.
All right? I think what Ryan's
you're,
trying to say
you're
is
you're
that
disrespecting
the new album sounds
the
drastically different from their old shit, which sucks sometimes.
No, he's saying, no, if you're going to stop, no one can hear you. No one can hear you. There's no point in talking.
I'm saying their last album sounds the same as the new album.
I don't
think
so.
The last one they made.
It's the same producer.
Okay, name a single. Name their number one single from their last album.
They had a number one single from any of their albums?
Tighten Up? I don't know.
They've had number one singles from the last four albums.
Lonely Boy?
I doubt that. It was Lonely Boy.
Lonely Boy still sounds like classic Black Keys, I think.
No way, dude. You hate that song.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I do.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, no, that one does kind of suck. Fuck, you're right. Still,
got him.
still, Fever is by far the douchiest. The most, yes. Like, the most they've deviated from their no. natural sound.
I've heard it like twice, and both times it's cringeworthy. It's just
it
like,
really
oh,
is.
This is bad.
You know what? At the end of the day, I might like that song if it wasn't Black Keys.
Yeah, maybe.
If it was anyone else. If it was by Fitz and the Tantrums or something, I might think it was okay.
Yeah.
Or Snow Patrol, or who knows, whatever the fuck. What's another one of those good ones? I think Wild Cub is a cool band.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, well, they're pretty cool.
Got some good tunes?
Yeah.
Mm, boy.
Or maybe they're... I always mix it up. I really love that song. I don't know if it's the name of the band or the name of the song. Thunderclatter?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure it's the name of the song.
Mm.
Maybe it's the name of the band. I don't know, but it's good shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like them. I heard a couple times where I Shazammed it, and it was them, and I really enjoyed it. Same nice. With Snow Patrol.
See, my problem with music on the radio is that a lot of times I find something that I like, and I'm like, oh, this is a cool song.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens to be like the first day they start playing it. And then 3 months later, it's like, this song is the worst fucking thing I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's a matter of overplaying.
Yeah, Wild Cub's the artist. That's what I thought. Yeah, Wild Cub's cool.
Not so much the music.
The overplaying it?
Yeah, no. The first time I heard that American Author song, I was like, oh, it's not bad.
No.
And then
that song is awful.
Time, never, I was like,
no,
this
no,
is
no,
the
no.
worst song I've ever heard in my
I
life.
I would say a better example would be Come With Me Now by Congos. That's a pretty cool song. It's number 4 on Billboard. It was a big song, but now I've heard it. It's been overplayed so much that I don't want to hear it anymore.
I don't think Andrew's a fan.
Oh. I've just never heard it.
Yeah,
I don't know who half these bands are. Y'all should check out Behemoth.
Yeah.
The Satanist. It's a sick album.
Kevin, you should check out the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, I like them.
Totally a better band than the Black Keys.
No.
Totally.
Now you're reaching.
Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to find... I'm going to play an example from this song.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to play music on the Status Bro Show?
Yeah. No, I mean, just for 1 second. I'm telling you, almost from the very beginning, you have to. You can't tell me you've never heard this.
Oh, I've heard that one.
Yeah, I know.
You heard Blurred Lines before? They played that on the radio?
Really?
Dude, they still play that like
that's
six times
one
a day.
That's actually kind of overplay it a little bit.
No,
I liked it a lot
song.
At first, but now...
I'm the same way.
See, we're having technical problems that can't even be explained right now. Like, look at this. Why wouldn't a song just play on my iPad?
I mean, why would it?
That song by Pharrell Williams.
That wouldn't
too.
Even have anything to do
it's
with
cool
the
for
Wi-Fi.
A couple spins, but...
Man.
Which one?
Happy? Oh,
it was a good one. Oh, dude. Why didn't I think of Happy? Happy is one that if I hear one more time, I'm going to fucking shoot somebody.
Yeah, no. It's just a remix.
It's so repetitive.
You know it. Clap your hands. It's bullshit.
No, it's absolutely
it's
awful.
Not doing
you just come
new.
Along if you know that Happy List is the truth.
Oh, yeah. Clap along if you something roof. Fuck it.
All right, you never heard this song?
Nah, I know it.
I don't think so.
How many times have you heard this?
Oh, I...
You can't even count anymore.
Like 96,
yeah,
maybe?
No.
I don't know.
They got a nice slide guitar in there?
No, it's a cool song. I actually think it's good. It's just now I've heard it so much that I can't stand it anymore.
That yeah. Dropkick Murphys song that was in The Departed, after The Departed came out, I couldn't listen to it anymore.
I never thought
they
that song
that
was cool.
They play that at every sports event now.
Yeah, it's bad.
Mm.
I mean, it's good for the Dropkick Murphys. They finally made some money for once.
Yeah.
But
true.
No, I thought that song was terrible.
You know, speaking of
I hated it almost as much as I hate every Flogging Molly song. Or
I hate The Departed. I think that was an awful movie.
Departed's a great movie, but let's not talk about
that
right now.
That movie was pretty terrible.
I'm going to have to go ahead and agree with Ryan on this. The Departed is an awesome movie.
Think about it. Ryan thinks it's awesome, man.
Shut up.
You know, speaking of overplaying things, last time I was headed to Clear Channel, I just Google Maps it to get over there because I'm a fucking idiot and can't figure it out myself. And when you go on Google Maps and look up a place, occasionally you'll see like, oh, there's a review posted. Somebody went to the time to actually get on and review it.
Yeah,
and
I like
somebody,
that.
Somebody reviewed Clear Channel as one review, and I was like, okay, well, I gotta know what the fuck this is about.
Like, just reviewed the building or the company or?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, they reviewed the building, but really, what they were doing is they
thought they were reviewing the
they
company.
They made a 1-star review, and they basically went on this huge tangent about how any of the stations that Clear Channel covers are the fucking worst in DFW, and how they replay the same 40 songs all day, and it's just total bullshit. And how any other station you listen to is immensely better. I thought it was hilarious. Somebody clearly had a problem. They went to the trouble to like get on there and
yeah.
look them up.
They clearly have no statistical evidence on hand that would make sense, though, because you could go to DFW radio ratings right now and pull it up and look for the ratings of the last month, and every station that's tops is a Clear Channel station, pretty much.
That is true.
90% of the radio stations.
Yeah, I mean, they're the biggest of all of them. I mean, then there's CBS and Cumulus, which are the lower ones, but still, yeah. The biggest station in DFW, Kiss FM, Clear Channel.
Yep.
And you know what you'll hear on Kiss FM?
What?
You'll hear Bastille, and you'll hear Fever by the Black Keys, and you'll hear Best Day of My Life, and you'll hear Happy by Pharrell, and you'll hear Come With Me Now by Congos.
Yeah,
and all those Bruno Mars songs that are also not...
I couldn't even tell you a fucking Bruno Mars song.
Oh.
And I'm a DJ.
That's very lucky of you.
Yeah.
It's very big of you.
Not
Kevin.
A fan of Bruno Mars.
No, I'm not a fan of Bruno Mars. How the fuck did Bruno Mars perform at the halftime show at the Super Bowl?
You know, I kind of wondered about that and fucking Prince and Beyonce. Like, who was like, oh, let's plan out the most testosterone-fueled event of the year. You know who we should get? Beyonce.
Beyonce, I can see. I mean, she was a popular diva at one time. I can see that. She was.
But the audience for the Super Bowl is dudes. Like, none of them are sitting around being like,
I think the audience,
Beyonce, woo!
The audience of the American Super Bowl is Americans. I don't think it's
true. The Super Bowl is not about the audience. It's about ratings. So, they get...
So, the audience is different from ratings?
That's a little contradictory, but he's making a solid point. They don't really care about the people sitting in the stands. They care about the people sitting at home watching.
Exactly the same reason that Clear Channel stations play the same songs over and over. Because the fan favorites are what will get the ratings.
Right. Which all mostly suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some were good for a little bit, and then, you know.
No, yeah, like the first 5 times I heard it.
Well, AJ's like a big metal fan, and I think Eagle plays some good new rock music.
It's not metal.
It's not metal enough.
I get it. Okay, it's not metal, but it's still, it's not just, it's
like,
more.
I don't sit there and like rail on Volbeat all day. I mean, it's not my cup of tea, but they're not terrible.
I like Volbeat, and Stone Sour, and Seether.
I like Stone Sour. I think Seether's okay. I think they're kind of like Nirvana, though, where all their lyrics are basically, man, our lives are so terrible, we should just kill ourselves.
Okay, but playing Imagine Dragons on Eagle, the rock of DFW, is a fucking disgrace.
It's true.
They call themselves a rock band.
Technically, the Black Keys are in
it. You throw them on the Edge or 102.9 or something? Sure, but Eagle? Get the fuck out of here.
Coldplay as well. I figured that they would be right up Imagine Dragons.
Well, the Edge plays fucking Best Day of My Life by American Authors.
You remember back when the Edge was a rock station?
Like it was alternative rock.
Yeah.
That's like how the Edge was founded. Yeah. And it still adheres to its roots for the most part, I would say. Yeah.
They still play club music on Saturday nights?
I don't think so.
That shit was fucking
I don't know.
Stupid.
All right, well, we're at 31, so we're over for the break. We got lots of stuff coming up in the second half. We have news with Zach. He's going to pull together some stories during the break. I also have a game ready for you guys. Yeah, we have lots of stuff coming up right after this. You're listening to The Status Pro.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to The Status Pro. We'll be right back.
And we're back on the Status Bureau Show, streaming live on Ustream.com. I am your host, Kevin Ebling, joined with my co-host...
Zach Youngblood Lewis.
My other co-host...
Andrew Blondegren.
Our producer...
Shut up.
Wow.
Yeah, see, he just doesn't get it, man.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. What?
He said shut up.
Oh, very clever, Ryan.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. See, that's what...
I was waiting a long time to say that.
Why? Why would you be waiting to say that?
Because you told me to shut up like 3 times.
Shut up. Now, look... I have to say, during the break, you guys both get on my... Ryan and AJ get on my fucking nerves. I got Ryan trying to be funny. I got AJ bitching about the time. And look, we moved into a new space here, all right? Things are going to be a little tight at first.
Except all you were doing was fucking around with the computer. It's got nothing to do with...
That's important, fucking around with the computer. I need the internet to conduct the show properly.
Wasn't you listening to yourself and like, man, I sounded really good right there?
I don't ever remember sitting here listening to myself during the break.
Now, Zach, do you want to weigh in on this?
You may have listened to yourself during the break.
I'm not listening to me. I'm listening for assurance, for quality standards.
Of course.
Right.
Why, you want to be in charge of that from now on, Andrew?
Sure.
Really?
I'll do it.
Yeah. Can you tell me anything about how the show functions on a technical level?
I know it sounds good.
Well, thank you. So then in many ways, you should be complimenting me for my work during the break.
No, because that's not what you're doing.
Yeah, I keep the wheels turning.
How exactly?
Very slowly.
What?
Wow.
Seriously, like, you guys are seriously just going to try to fucking crack down on me for not doing something properly on the show.
I think the break amounts to basically one 40-minute jerk-off for you every single week. It's basically what it comes down to.
Well, maybe I need that jerk-off, Andrew, because I actually do things that assure the quality of the show.
Okay.
You know what that's like?
What are you doing during the break to assure the quality of the show?
I'm checking for my content for the second fucking half.
Shouldn't you have
I'm getting
before
my...
the show fucking starts?
Of course I should, but I don't have everything mapped out exactly how it's going to be.
But you should have...
You know what? The next week, the show's in charge of Andrew. It's all up to Andrew. He can keep it running. He'll keep the pace running like this. The whole time. We won't even need to take a fucking break, you cocksucker. Fucking dick socket faggot wants to tell me how to run the fucking show. Seriously? Why are you questioning my judgment at all?
I didn't say anything. You brought...
Yes, you
this
did.
Up.
You bitched during the break and you're a fucking wise ass, and now you're acting right now like I was jerking off during the break.
That's pretty much what you were doing.
How do you figure?
Because you were not sitting here like analyzing the show trying to make it
okay,
better. You were just fucking...
All right, let's segue into our next segment, courtesy of Andrew.
What?
Let's segue into our next segment then.
See... This is exactly what I'm talking about.
What? What are you talking about?
I didn't even bring any of this up on the air. You decided to make this an issue, and now you're acting like I'm an asshole for not having a plan for dealing with
it. You bust my balls on the break, and I bring it up on the air, and you're surprised by that?
You had the, apparently you've had all this time to work on the quality, so come on, man. Show me what you fucking got.
I am showing you what I got. Me bitching you right now. This is what I decided is way better than anything I had planned, because you fucking pissed me off.
So that really doesn't speak much for the quality of your show then, huh, Kevin?
Do you not put faith into my decision-making abilities in terms of the show, in terms of content, and in terms of technological prowess? You don't even afford me that faith?
If it was good for the first half, why would it not be good for the second, in terms of technical quality?
I have to listen to it and make sure. This is an entirely new setup.
How much of it do you have to listen to make sure of that?
Every couple of minutes, I have to make sure.
I know nothing about radio. I'm pretty sure I could cycle through that in less than 10 seconds and know.
Oh, well, forgive me for not trusting your ability to judge the audio quality, Andrew.
Give me a shot. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, fine. Next week, you're in charge of everything technical.
I'm saying I could be in charge of checking the quality during the break. That's it.
I had to unplug everything and move it to a new place, and you're...
During the break?
No, but still, during the break, it was our first time doing it here.
All I'm talking about is during the break, homie.
Yeah, I'm talking about during the break. We're doing the show for the first time here. You don't think during the break I'm going to be a little nervous? I want to make sure that the first half
Unless
sounded up to par with our previous content?
During the goddamn break.
I recorded 30 minutes of audio before the break. During the break, God, you're going to give me... I'm going to have a coronary or something. I seriously have to make sure during the break that it sounded up to par to our previous audio.
And you couldn't just take a random selection of times, you know, just a few seconds.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Why not?
You know what? Why don't you explain to me the fundamentals of audio, and you tell me why it doesn't always work 100% exactly the way it did before. It never works that way.
My plan is not a good one.
Because it doesn't work that way.
Why doesn't it work that way, Kevin?
Because it does not work exactly the same from time to time. You could take this entire thing, shut it all down, bring it all back up tomorrow, and there's no guarantee that it will sound exactly the same as it did the day before.
So you're saying if I was to go back and listen to this segment, there might be a noticeable dip in audio quality?
No, there won't be, because I fucking checked it!
Between the time...
Because I was doing my job while you were bitching at me.
Between the time we started this conversation and now, just even though nothing's been...
No, right now it's probably perfect because I took the time during the break to make sure that it was adjusted.
So you couldn't just listen to one part of it, though? You had to check around.
No, it doesn't work like that. If I could play tape from last week, I would play you an example.
Okay.
There was a clip, the very first half, Zach's voice sounded very good. There's a significant portion of the second half where he was modulating substantially, which I had to adjust later in post. These are things that you don't know how to look for, Andrew, or compensate for.
You adjusted it in post, though. You didn't need to listen for it during
the show. Yeah, you don't want to have to do that in post. That's worst case scenario.
Okay.
We're streaming live.
Yeah, Kevin, I think we both had our say. Can we move on to all this awesome content?
Now I'm on to this fuckstick. I'm going to lay into him a little bit.
Hey, whoa.
No one can hear you, asswipe.
First of all, sit down.
No, I'm not going to sit down.
Actually, no.
Well, I'm sorry.
Because the mic is too far away.
Yeah, if you want to come over and get on this mic.
Yeah, talk into their mic.
What do you want me to do? Like, bend over?
No, I want you to shut the fuck up.
Bending over would be cool, too.
I can do that.
Please do. Bend over into the mic and speak.
I think you should sit down. You're making me very uncomfortable.
Look, I don't care if I'm making... I'm absolutely entitled to stand up. I got Ryan trying to be funny during the break, which sucks, and I got Andrew bitching at me. I want to put Ryan in the hot seat for a little bit.
Right. I told Kevin that he was jerking off during the break. His response to me was, "What do you need that time to jerk off, Andrew?"
I don't remember saying that. Think, did I say that on the air?
You said that.
Yes. Well, thank you, Zach.
That wasn't so serious. You know what? It was kind of serious. If I need that time to jerk off, fuck you. It doesn't matter what you think. I regulate the quality of the show. That's what he does during the break! I had to put up with you whiny little cunts, and now I have him trying to show me up right now. I seriously listen to this off the air the entire time during the break, and then I come on and explain myself, and he's going to do that.
Because it's not interesting. Why are we talking about this on the air?
I disagree. I think it is interesting.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Oh, now you're questioning my ability to govern the structure of the show.
Well, I think if you needed 30 minutes to plan out content, Kevin, it better be pretty goddamn awesome. So hit me with it, man. What you got?
You think 30 minutes is enough time to plan out content for an entire fucking show?
No, I think that it was...
No, you're right. 30 minutes is the perfect amount of time for quality assurance, which is what I guarantee every fucking week.
Then why have we lost a couple programs, Kevin?
What programs?
Well, I noticed I was...
Oh, you mean the one that you missed out on, that you left after and we redid because we were devoted members of the show?
Because it was like 11 o'clock at night and I had to work the next day?
Oh, I didn't have to work that day, so I guess it's totally different.
Okay, well, that's a reasonable argument for him to be making.
I think it is. I did the show when I had to work at 5 a.m., you fucking cocksucker.
I get up at 5 a.m. 5 days a week, man.
Yeah, well, I do the show and don't run away like a little bitch.
See, like, you didn't have a problem with this at the time, but now you're, like, all fired up.
Yes, if you're going to call my ability to run the show into question, then yes, I'm going to bring it up.
Man, this is
Zach, why don't you go and weigh in here?
This is the worst half we've ever done.
Sorry, I was just enjoying the show.
You think this is the worst half we've ever done?
No, not at all.
I don't either.
I think this is pretty awesome.
So do I.
Yeah.
So I love when this cunt gets me riled up and I fucking...
You agree with this douchebag's assessment that I was an asshole because I wanted to go home and go to sleep so I could go to my job the next day?
I'm not so...
Andrew, you sometimes have to make a choice where you say either I'm devoted to the show or I'm devoted
Except
to my job.
I taped the show. You fucked up.
Yes.
You lost the half.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stick around for your mistake.
I don't understand. I can't make one fuck up and rely on my crew to back me up.
That was a pretty big fuck up, man. And then you fucked it up.
It wasn't my fuck up anyway. It was a technical problem that was beyond my control.
And then didn't you tape the half and then lose that half as well?
Yes, both beyond my control. I can't control.
Even if I had stuck around, I still wouldn't have bet on that. So what?
No, but you would have been a team member.
So I'm not a team member, huh?
Are you?
Because I skipped out to go home and go to sleep after already being here to tape the show.
Ryan didn't, Zach didn't, and they both also recorded it later.
Yeah, Ryan and Zach, they had someplace to be the next day, huh?
See, that's your excuse, that they're less devoted because they didn't have a job to wake up to the next morning.
Yes, that is my excuse.
So when I do the show till late as fuck at night and wake up at 3:30 in the morning to do the show, that doesn't count as dedication?
It's your show, man.
It's your show too, you fucking dipshit!
Jeez.
Zach, weigh in here.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Do you agree with me or do you agree with Andrew?
I agree with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine, but I'm not going to, like, jeopardize my livelihood for this show.
No, but don't give me fucking shit during the break because I'm making sure everything runs smoothly.
So basically, out of all the shows I've been on, I skipped out on one. One ever, and that means...
You've missed several shows.
I'm not a full team member.
You've missed many shows.
How many shows have I missed, Kevin?
Six, I believe.
Six?
Yes.
Six?
Yes.
And when did I miss those? I don't recall missing a single one.
We've done several shows without you.
I don't recall those at all.
You've had to miss for corporate company dinners twice. Just
I
that.
I told you, I would have been here the next day. What am I supposed to do?
I don't know, but don't bitch at me during the break that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Sorry that I consider my job more important than the show.
Okay, so do I. But don't bitch at the way I run the show, if that's the way you're going to look at it.
I think we could have shorter breaks, Kip.
Okay, but it doesn't matter what you think. That's what you don't get. I run the show.
Why would you expect me to just, like, go along with it? Why would you expect to tell me your opinion doesn't matter and me to say, oh, you're right, it doesn't matter?
How am I saying your opinion doesn't matter?
You literally don't.
Was nobody listening to what you just said?
No, I agree. How are you saying that?
Okay, I'm saying his opinion doesn't matter, but just because the breaks are long, he's second-guessing my ability to run the show.
I think sometimes the show, shit happens, and part of our responsibility is to, you know, fix it.
Sometimes the breaks are long, and I need that time to get things ready for the second half.
Sure. Except all you're doing is smoking cigarettes and bullshitting.
I don't think I was doing that during any of this time. I spent like 5 minutes smoking a cigarette. Everything else was devoted to doing this.
When you were just standing here staring at the TV screen.
When did that happen? That did not happen.
When I made the comment about you jerking off. What were you doing during that time that was so important that we needed to devote...
I can't take 2 seconds to take a breather during the break. It's because you have the whole goddamn second half of my show.
I've done that before and it doesn't matter. Like you,
Andrew, you see, every time you get in one of these fights with me, no one ever agrees with you. You think there's a reason for that? You think that maybe you're just a shithead and has this mentality, this sense of entitlement that's douchebaggish that everyone else picks up on that you don't? You think I'm the only one who sees that?
What are you talking about?
You do this all the time on the show. You act like we should revolve around you because you have a fucking job. No one gives a fuck.
I never said that.
Yes, you do. Bitching at me about the break is saying that I should cater to your fucking job.
That's got nothing to do with my job.
Then why are you bitching about it?
I just think it's boring to sit around here while you do, you know, check the audio on the computer.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm checking the audio for quality assurance.
And
that's not something that's necessary?
Who cares if Scharfenberg agrees with anybody? And Zach has made it very clear he's going
to agree with you. A listener has never agreed with you either.
How often do our listeners weigh in anyways?
Enough that it should matter.
And never on an issue like this that I recall.
Enough that it should matter.
Our listeners are not here during the break. So...
Actually, they are here during the break. They see everything we do during the break.
They can do other things. I'm stuck here in your apartment.
Okay, so what is your problem with it? Why can't you just fucking relax and let me do my job?
Well, in this case, it was because I couldn't get on the internet.
Okay.
And also, I think that you're making it sound like I'm here every single week bitching about the break constantly the whole time during it, which is absolutely not the case.
Go ahead.
Ryan Mason's phone.
I'm going to take a breather, Zach. Why don't you weigh in on this here? You can kind of see where I'm coming from.
It's a shithead.
You do. You do have that.
How do I have a sense of entitlement?
You gotta be fucking kidding
okay,
me.
Okay, when I missed that one show, did I say... Did I bitch at you guys for taping it again without me? Did I say a single fucking word about that?
No.
Have I ever said, Jesus, I can't believe you guys taped a show without me?
Why would you ever do that? Why would you start an argument to say, hey, you guys pulled a show out in spite of me. I'm going to complain about that? That makes no sense.
That's exactly what you just made it sound like I was doing.
No. What are you talking about?
That I have a sense of entitlement to the show and everything like that, which I don't think I've acted like that at all. I think if I show up here and I'm going to give you my time and everything like that, I do feel like a little bit of respect, yeah, could be reciprocated.
When do I not give you that respect?
When you do things like this.
You had this coming.
How did I have this coming?
By tearing me down about the fucking break week after week.
Okay, Kevin.
This is my first time doing it in an entirely new setting. And you're giving me shit for making sure everything's okay during the break.
Okay.
Zach, I want you to talk now. I want
you
to talk.
I was going to ask, what about the time where we started recording the show and you came in like 10 minutes late?
Yeah, and you bitched about it.
When you started, you admitted you did that just to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Why would you bring that up?
Because it was funny.
See, now he's just trying to get my hair.
No,
I'm really not.
No, you're a dick, man.
No, I was really
I'm not a dick. No one will ever tell me that I'm a dick. Everyone who listens to the show or is on the show thinks you're a fucking dick.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Okay.
You are the dick of the show.
Look at what you're doing right now, man.
How am I a dick? You're going to lay into me during the break, and now I'm going to bring it up on the show, and I'm a dick?
Nobody sees a little bit of hypocrisy in this?
Go ahead. Please, weigh in.
You look very angry right now.
I'm a little bit...
I love everyone screaming to your defense on this, Andrew.
See, look at what he's doing. What am I supposed to say to anything like this?
You're supposed to respond with an intelligible argument.
I don't really want to talk about it anymore, man.
Because you got nothing to say.
Okay.
You were out of line bitching at me during the break all the time. You act like I'm not doing anything, and I am doing something.
That's fine.
All right.
Okay.
Zach, what do you got for news?
Yeah, I'll talk the news! Yes! All right. Talk amongst yourselves, please. Don't wait on me.
Yeah, these real moments would make the show good, Andrew, whether you admit it or not. No, he's just not going to talk. You can walk out again.
I might.
Also something nobody else ever did.
So this first story comes from Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, bud. It's a good story, really. It's a solid story. All right. Fuck, dude, this is so awkward.
I don't give a shit. This was a long time coming. He fucking pissed me off.
I think maybe some apologies should be made.
Okay, you know what? I will be the first. I'm sorry for getting carried away, and you know maybe I said some things that aren't necessarily true out of anger.
No, don't apologize. What the fuck?
You don't think you should apologize?
No.
I think this is a little awkward. I really do.
I thought you were gonna get into me first of all. That's what you were going to do.
Yeah, I was, but I don't want to anymore.
I don't know, man. Ryan's kind of asking for it.
No. I don't have anything to fuck with Ryan about, really. I really don't have anything to fuck with Ryan about.
Yeah.
Right. Him fucking with me during the break has been sticking on my craw for a long time.
No, you're right.
Now, yes, out of anger and frustration, I said some things that, possibly were over the top. Excuse me. I'm an over-the-top kind of guy.
It's true.
I like to do over-the-top radio.
You're high-strung.
I like it to be real. It is. It's my first show, and I really just needed everyone to kind of be on my side here for once. Now, as far as Andrew having a sense of entitlement in terms of the show, that's not really true. I don't know that he's really done that within the context of the show. So, you know what? I apologize. I'm sorry if I took it too far.
This is terrible radio right now.
No, this is awesome radio. Why would you say this is terrible radio?
I'm enjoying it.
Rule number one, never say that this is bad radio during the show ever again.
No, that's true. Don't ever do that.
No, real life arguments are not boring. You would think that was boring. And now Andrew's not even going to talk. He's just going to throw it to me.
You're just apologizing after you just... said all that stuff.
Well, I think I made some good points.
Sometimes honesty is the best policy.
I think maybe you should apologize after the show.
Maybe, but I still think I said made some good points.
I agree.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead with your news.
On to the news. First story comes from Andrew. The Christ Bearer rapper.
Yeah, the guy who cut his own dick off.
Yeah, lopped off
on PCP
balls and jumped off a building, right? On PCP, of course. Apparently, he got it reattached, and it still works.
Bullshit.
Yeah. When Wu-Tang affiliated rapper Christ Bearer, that is an awesome name, Cut off his own penis while on PCP. It was originally reported that the people over at Cedars-Sinai couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together, but they did. The rapper did his first interview since the incident, and in it he revealed that plastic surgeons reattached his severed schlong, and it works perfectly.
Bullshit. Okay, that's what the actual article says?
Yeah. No, this is word for word. It's pretty awful. See, this is my problem with the show. Half the time, the articles I find are interesting content, but the writing is fucking
the way that they worded them is terrible.
Yeah, no. Yeah. These people are horrible. Yeah. I could do their job better than them. Jesus. Apparently, he revealed the reason he cut it off. Christ Bear was sad because of the restraining orders preventing him from seeing his two daughters. And apparently he's got another on the way. That must have been before he lopped his dick off.
Yeah.
There's no way that's in post.
No.
He says he was alone, smoking weed, I assume doing PCP, and catching up on his reading about monks and vasectomies.
It says nothing about PCP in the article?
No. Well, other than at the beginning when it said he was on PCP.
Mm-hmm.
He says he was alone, smoking weed, catching up on his reading about monks and vasectomies, and cutting his junk off seemed like a good idea. That's his excuse.
So why did he jump off the fucking roof of his apartment?
No idea, because he wanted to kill himself. That sounds like a solid answer.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Alright. This one sounds awesome.
That's still not how I was expecting it to end for that guy. And now I feel like there can be no organic conversation here. And as much as I enjoy the fighting phase of radio,
yeah,
the makeup phase is important. Andrew, what needs to happen here? Come on, talk
to
us.
What can I say, man?
Well, you can say it into the mic, whatever you want.
You know what actually really bothered me about that whole thing was you, Zach, not intervening on anything, really not saying anything, even when you knew that what he was saying wasn't true.
Like what?
That I have a sense of entitlement. And then when
you're... Well, when you come in...
At the end, when it completely gets away from being a factual argument in any sense, and you're just calling me a dick, and you're like, oh, well, anybody can weigh in, you know... Whether you think I'm a dick or not, Zach, now might have been a good time to actually say something.
Listen, Andrew, you don't realize what you do. You just don't understand it. You just don't get it. So when you come in here and you say, are we ready to record? That's a sense of entitlement. You assume that we have done everything for you and that we're ready to start because you came in.
I've been here for about 2 minutes, and I think I sarcastically said, are we ready to record? And you responded
You said that every week. You said that every week.
Because you say we'll be on the air at 7:30, and it's never 7:30.
And you think that the reason we're not on the air at 7:30 is because I'm fucking around?
What are you doing?
Setting up the show. What was I doing when you walked in today?
You were on the phone with the internet company.
Yes, something that's required for the show.
You've lived here for 4 days, man.
What does that have to do with anything? I can't control when Time Warner wants to turn my internet on.
But you were on the phone with them. It wasn't like somebody was coming out here to install it or something.
No,
like that.
My box was activated today and I didn't know how to get the password for the internet. So I had to get a guy on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, but see, you always do that stuff without actually knowing the facts.
It would seem pretty coincidental to me if I walked in like right before the show and that's the time you're trying to get the internet set up.
You're coming
in. I even sent you a text message saying 7:30 and you told me yes, 7:30. So I
yes, because of course I planned for that. I can't always make sure it works exactly as I say.
The bottom line is like I feel like I ask these questions and I show up and then you act like I'm an asshole when I show up at 7:30 expecting to do the show and we're not ready to go.
Yeah, I'm sorry that it doesn't always work to your schedule. I'm sorry that what I said didn't pan out. I can't. It does.
And it's
I didn't.
My schedule. I think it's a simple.
That was not in my control. It's not like I was just sitting around. And I literally came straight from work to here and immediately got started on setting up the show. I've been doing that for months. When you go to that much effort and trouble, and then someone comes in and you're like, oh, we're not ready to record. Fuck you guys. Yeah, it's gonna stick in my craw.
I made that one comment about it.
You said every week. You act like
okay,
you're.
What, that was your excuse this week. What about every
hard
single other week?
You act hard pressed for time every week. Like we should be on your schedule.
I don't think that. That is not what I've ever said to you guys.
Okay, well, the show doesn't always work on a fixed schedule. You should know that after being here for
this
long.
It's not that it doesn't always work on a fixed schedule. It never works on a fixed schedule. Nothing even close to it. And it gets a little aggravating.
I would say it usually works pretty close together. I mean, it's always pretty much the same, right?
Yeah.
And maybe it always almost starts a little late.
Seriously, when was the last time we actually went live at 7:30?
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
When was the last time we had a structured break that didn't end when Kevin decided it?
We are on a consistent streak. We always start a little late. The breaks always run a little long. It's been that way forever.
Look, when we started the show, we were doing the show at 7. Okay? On an average timeline, we're still doing pretty well. Yes, you're right. Maybe we should hold ourselves up to a higher standard of quality.
But this week was longer than usual. I just moved in.
Yeah, it's a new studio. Shit happens. I showed up at fucking 6:30. Nothing was going. You're right. You were trying to figure it out yourself. It's not like he started working.
I had nothing set up.
Came in. The reason he didn't pick up the phone when you called him is because he was trying to get on the phone with the Time Warner guy. It's not for lack of trying.
And if you're getting mad because I called you a dick, you yourself have said you are the antagonist on the show.
It's a very different thing to say it about yourself and then to have some guy sitting here, like, railing on you while two people just sit around and, like, nod silently in agreement. Fuck that. Why would I subject myself to that?
Why wouldn't you defend yourself adequately?
What am I supposed to say when you're like, anybody can speak up for you, and, like, nobody is? What can I say in that situation?
You respond. Why do you need someone to vouch for you?
Why did we even talk about this on the air?
Because you were
because
doing...
Because you had nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, so it worked, didn't it?
That's not true. You had a game.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, I was fighting. It was more entertaining.
You're probably right.
Maybe I didn't want to be a part of something like that, though.
What, an on-air argument?
Yeah.
You're part of the fucking show, man. This stuff is going to happen. And you have to take it with a grain of salt.
Okay.
If you don't want to do that, that's fine. But, I mean, you can tell me.
Look, to clarify, I would agree with you on any time. I don't understand Kevin's break process.
I don't either.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
You sit down at the computer, you put on the headphones, one of us tries to say something to you, you don't even hear us. I don't understand what the fuck you're doing.
But I'm constantly striving for the audio to be better.
But that being said, I'm not ever trying to rush him. I'm just like, well, when we go, that's it.
I promise I'm not sitting there with my cans on and listening saying, God, my voice sounds sexy. I swear I'm sitting there listening and trying to make sure that everything sounds consistently good.
All right.
I believe you.
Thank you. So why does Andrew have to bust my balls about it?
I understand it sucks to sit here and Kevin calls you out on your shit and neither of us say anything, but you even said right when it happened, you were right on the ball. Ryan's not going to say anything because Ryan's Ryan. He's a quiet dude. All right.
Actually, he said it doesn't matter.
And I'm going to agree with Kevin on principle every time, which is true. You're way better at arguing than me, and if I get in this situation, I immediately...
Well, apparently Andrew thinks I'm terrible at arguing. He thinks I'm just spit a slew of cuss words and insults, and that there's no rhyme or reason to anything I say.
Other people into it. Yeah, I think that speaks to the strength of your position, certainly, but you're right. What can I say to that? So,
I don't know. I used to think you were good at arguing.
What can I say?
I don't know. Now you're making yourself out to be this fucking victim here, and it's really bugging me.
The host just, like, spends... God, we're almost the entire half just, like, railing on me. So, yeah, I think I can play...
You were responding to me for most of that argument. That was a back and forth. That was not just me railing on you as much as you like to think so.
Kevin, you wanted this, man. Not me.
No, I didn't want it. It just happened organically. You brought it out of me. You poked and prodded at me, and you got it out of me.
How many times
have you do this week after week after week? Eventually, it's going to fucking come out in the air, man.
How many times have we brought up the break before? You've even told me before, like, okay, you know what? Let's do a 20-minute break. And I was like, all right, that sounds great. And then as soon as I brought that up the next week, you remember what he said to me? I can't wait to completely ignore that. So,
you did say,
yeah.
Because that's my prerogative.
So why did you tell me it in the first place?
Because
why
did you agree to when I told you that I actually thought I could do it.
And why can't you?
I can't. I need that
even
time.
Zach says he doesn't understand what you're doing sitting here with the cans in your head.
I'm listening to the show. I'm making sure that it sounds good.
The audio happens to do a sudden dip in the middle.
Okay, you say that, yet if something slightly goes wrong and we lose an episode or something, you'll throw it in my face, which you clearly just did.
What if we ever lost an episode in the middle of taping it? And then we haven't noticed.
We've lost the first half.
Wait, like 3 weeks ago, we lost the second half.
But yeah. You noticed that right away, didn't you?
No.
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 When you lost that half, I remember Kevin went to save it, and all of a sudden he was like, oh, I didn't plug in the computer or something like that.
No, none of that. It wasn't like that at all. That was a complete shutdown that had nothing to do with it. It was out of my control.
Once again, Zach is coming to your defense, so you won't look spurious in this assessment. But
I don't think so.
Whatever.
Why do you think that? Zach, are you coming to my defense just for the sake of coming to my defense?
No.
Thank you.
Okay.
Normally, yeah, but no, not this time.
Yeah, all right. All well, right. Fair enough. Okay, look, so why don't we come to some kind of agreement here?
Because we'll do, it'll be exactly like it was last time, Kevin. You'll say, let's
no.
do 25 minutes. Like, I'll say great, and then as soon as I bring it up, you'll be
it
like,
won't
no,
be.
Fuck you. We'll do
why don't you just let me do what I do during the break and not bust my balls about it?
Because usually when I come over here, I'm kind of hungry. I'd like to tape the show and then go eat something.
And you don't think none of these are that I'm none of those things? Doesn't that seem, I don't just want to do it?
Doesn't seem like it at all, man.
Because I don't want it to be like that. I don't want it to be work. I want it to be fun. It's supposed to flow. It can't work that way.
Everybody else here thinks it can.
Who?
What? I think it can be work.
That we can have a bit more of scheduled of a break? We can do like 25 minutes and that not be a
like
problem?
That.
I'm not
like that.
All right. Look, I'm not saying we can't. I think we could schedule a break. I just don't think we have to. I like the setting. I like the... That's where the show started. It's just people hanging out and talking about shit.
Right. We don't need to fix something that's not broken.
We can do that on the break, and we can do that on the air. I don't see why we can't do both. But instead, we get on the break, we sit on our fucking phones, and that's it.
Clearly, trying to enforce a rigid schedule makes me a rigid person.
Yeah, you don't sound rigid at all right now, buddy.
That's my point. I'm saying I do sound rigid right now. Because busting
you know, I bet you about it off the air. So what? I mean, you got two people here who agree with you 100%. I don't understand why you had to do this.
Because fighting on the air is good radio.
Alright.
And I didn't plan this out. I promise you, if you look at my list, my itinerary for this week's show, fucking with Andrew is not anywhere on there.
And, like I said, I think that speaks to the quality of the show if this is more interesting than anything we can actually do substantively.
What are you talking about? The Stern Show, they spent hours fighting with people. You think that means that they didn't have content for a good show?
I couldn't say.
Exactly, you couldn't say, which is why you should trust my judgment.
Yeah, okay.
Why can't you just... You know what? It doesn't matter. You know what? I'm going to bury the hatchet. I'm done with it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I will lay this to rest, and I'll never bring it up again.
Do you think you should reach some sort of compromise?
No.
No.
There is no compromise. There isn't. Andrew's never going to agree with me. I'm never going to agree with him.
So what's the solution here?
I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing.
You're just going to not talk about it.
Well, what is there else to talk? What else is there to talk about?
I don't know. Maybe
you're a fucking saint, Kevin.
Shut up, Ryan.
And you said this was bad radio. You're totally into this shit.
The apology was a bad radio.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I was. I felt bad. I am sorry.
I totally think you shouldn't have apologized.
Well, I took it the wrong direction. You know, it got a little ugly, and I apologize for that. I like to think that I'm a little, you know, I would like to think I'm more evolved than that, but maybe not. Maybe, you know.
I don't think it got that ugly.
Yeah, maybe not.
I thought it got pretty damn ugly.
You didn't think it got that ugly?
I think he's a little butthurt right now.
Yeah, he is definitely butthurt.
Yeah.
That's all it is. What? It wasn't that bad what he said.
Okay. You don't want to bury the hatchet on the air?
No, not really.
All right, I don't think Andrew's ready to bury the hatchet.
Let's let it sit for a while.
We'll let it simmer for next week. On that note, I'm going to go ahead and call it because we're running a little bit over. I'm your host, Kevin Emling, joined with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Yep.
My favorite co-host, Andrew.
Have a good night, Emma.
Jesus. And our producer, Ryan.
Shut up, Kevin.
We'll see you guys next week on The Status Bro Show.